Hello everyone, and a warm welcome to the Cettin Group 2023 Results Investor Call. My name is Emily and I'll be moderating your call today. I'll now turn the call over to our host, Jan Huck with PPF. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jan Huck from PPF. Welcome to the conference call where we are going to present and discuss the results of Cettin Group for 2023 that were published last week. During the call, you can follow a presentation that we are streaming on the link that you received as part of your connection instructions. The slides are also available for download on the website of Cettin Group, www.cettin.eu, in the investor section under the financial reports header. Let me introduce today's speakers who will be giving the presentation and who will be available to answer your questions after the presentation. It's Mr. Juraj Šedivý, the Chief Executive Officer of Cettin Group, and Mr. Filip Cába, the Chief Financial Officer of Cettin Group. The main part of today's presentation will be an update on the operating and financial performance, followed by a Q&A session to answer questions that you might have. And now I'm handing over to Juraj Šedivý to commence the presentation.
Thank you, Jan, and good afternoon or good morning, depending on where you are. Before we start with actual figures, let me briefly remind you in very broad terms what Cettin Group represents. We are the leading group of telecom infrastructure in Central and Eastern Europe, operating the full stack of infrastructure. So unlike TowerCos, we operate also the active equipment. We operate in four countries. We are a major national player in each of them. It is important to remind that we are the wholesale provider of network services, so effectively provide the connectivity, and that means that our customers are the leading commercial operators, so we do not have a direct relationships with millions of end users, but ultimately our services are consumed by those retail customers. In the Czech Republic, we own, in addition to the mobile network, the largest fixed network. We are the former incumbent telecom in the Czech Republic. The network have been several times modernized and is clearly on a path towards the fiber optics now. And we operate also nationwide mobile networks in all four countries for the leading operators, O2 in the Czech Republic and Yetels in other countries. We can move to next slide. Maybe just a brief summary of our corporate history for those who might be new to the group. Cettin was created in 2015 when PPF undertook the revolutionary step at that point in time and separated the infrastructure from the integrated operator and created the NetCo, as we call it, the full stack network infrastructure provider, Cettin Czech Republic, and it was separated from O2, from commercial arm of the operations. And since then, Cettin has been offering its network services to all operators in the market on a fair and equal conditions. Three more infrastructure companies were added in the course of 2020. Those were the former assets of Telenor acquired by PPF Telecom Group in Hungary, Bulgaria, and Serbia. So Cettins were created in those countries following the same structural separation and the same operating model. We have been pursuing synergies and efficiencies of scales and knowledge sharing ever since. So we operate as a group and have many functions centralized in a sense that we share the resources. We don't necessarily build a central unit, but we operate as four entities sharing the knowledge, the experience, and sharing certain operational practices and network investment practices. Since 2022, we operate under the long-term master service agreement that sets the relationships and agenda with O2 and Yetels, which are our anchor clients. That's a 3x10 years structure, which allows for the reset of the parameters of the MSA based on then prevailing conditions of the networks, of the technology and the infrastructure. So it has a flexibility built into it. Since March 2022, we have a new minority shareholder in Cettin Group. That's a Singapore-based sovereign fund, GIC. Last year in April, we signed an agreement to acquire a mid-sized Czech internet service provider, NEI, in the Czech Republic, operating mostly fiber optic access network. It has a successful track record of growth, and this transition was closed upon obtaining regulatory approvals in November last year. So that's the point, group history in a nutshell. And now if we can move to the corporate structure, it's worth mentioning that Cetin Group NV is the consolidated entity of the group that acts as a holding company and has the group debt on its balance sheet. All network assets and the operations are in four main operating subsidiaries in each country. All network assets and the operations are consolidated under the group, and we are showing the new entity below Cetin Czechia. That's the NEI, Czech Republic, acquired in November last year. The majority shareholder of Cetin Group is PPF Telecom Group, a company consolidating also mobile operators, O2 and Yetos, who are our main anchor customers. And Cetin Group has an important minority shareholder, as already mentioned, the GIC. So if we can move now to concise summary of our results. We have reported very strong financial performance in the first half of the year with the revenue growth posted at 12% year over year. This dynamic was translated in the growth of the operating profit, EBITDA of leases, despite the inflationary pressures, which were very strong in each country. The capital expenditures remained essentially at the last year's levels, as we are in the middle of intensive investment cycle, and that relates to the mobile network as well as to the fixed fiber optics network in the Czech Republic. In all countries, we are undergoing the modernization of the network related to the 5G and related to the increase of required capacities. So we are extending our network leadership in several promising areas. First of all, as mentioned, by acquiring NEI, we added about 500,000 of households passed, mostly with fiber, and 190,000 households connected. Our plan is to retain the network assets of NEI and to dispose of the customer-facing part of the business to O2 Czech Republic in line with our operating model. We have no ability and no interest, actually, in operating the retail business. A new TV platform that has been developing for the past several years is now in operations. It has been stabilized, and it's actually operational and deployed commercially in each country. We are progressing with the deployment of a dedicated transport network for the Czech government. That's a very important project for us, which is part of the system called PPDR, Public Protection and Disaster Relief. So that's the first responders network for police, firefighters, medical emergency services. And that is an example of the mission critical infrastructure with very stringent and tight service level agreements, availability and supervision, including the cybersecurity defense mechanics. In Serbia, we have selected a new supplier for radio access network equipment ahead of the 5G rollout. Our major initiative for the second year running is obviously the rollout of 5G. As you probably know, we are upgrading all mobile sites with the new equipment. We are actually in the final year of the rollout in the Czech Republic, Bulgaria, and Hungary this year. So we have done bulk of the work last year. We are strengthening and modernizing also many other network elements, including the transport network, in anticipation of demands on throughput and speed that 5G traffic will require. Just as an example, in certain areas, the traffic accumulated and carried on the network over the last 1.5 years equaled the traffic since the inception of the mobile network in those areas, up to beginning of 2022. So it's massive increase of traffic, which is now experienced by all networks. In Czechia, Hungary and Bulgaria, the 5G networks are already in the commercial operations. As mentioned, in Serbia, we are getting the infrastructure ready for rapid rollout once the spectrum licenses are assigned to the operators. We hope that will be the case in early 2025. In the Czech Republic, as you may know, we are deploying our own FTTH program, which is an extension of the program which we have been executing in the past years to bring the fiber closer to the points of deconsumptions, called the fiber to the cabinet, the VDSL network, which already increased substantially the speeds. But we are now concentrating, and the full focus is on the fiber to the home, to the final point of deconsumption. And our target is to deliver fiber broadband to around 1.3 million Czech households by 2030. I have a few more details related to that on the following slide. By the end of 2023, the number of households passed by our fiber to home or building has reached 343,000. So that was the growth of 45% year on year. The number of FTTH lines connected, so converted into the active commercial service that are in use by the operators. And again, here I would emphasize it's not just one operator, the multiple ISPs who we are hosting on our network. That's grown by 73% in the course of last year, reaching 65,000 at the end of December. And there is very strong trend and the adoption of the service. So the consumer base is now clearly preparing the fiber optics as sort of future-proof solution, as we consider it, as a future-proof solution. So as a result, the average speed of our network increased again very significantly to almost 300 megabit per second access speed. For the 78% of the homes passed, and more than 100 megabit per second access speed in other areas. And we now have 8% of locations where we offer 2 gigabit per second speed, and this portion will continue growing. There is another important area of our activities which I'd like to mention that goes beyond quote-unquote, just the business we are doing, and that is the ESG area. I'd like to touch upon a couple of points related to that area. We made another good progress related to the fact that we consider our role to be much broader than just the telecommunications operator. We decreased the Tetis Group's greenhouse gas emissions by 16% in 2022. We continued our efforts in 2023. We have 100% of the energy that our network is using in Serbia from green sources. Since September of 2023, more than 80% of the consumption of Tetis Bulgaria originates in a brand new photovoltaic plant. So, and we have a 10-year purchase agreement with the owners. We are progressing the plan for reducing our greenhouse gas emissions to be able to submit our decarbonization targets to the Science-Based Targets Initiative later this year. And that's the part of the PPF Telecom Group's submission. On the technology front, we continue at full speed with 5G rollout overall across the footprint of Tetis Group. We have been covering 53% of the population at the end of December 2023. And if you look just at the countries where 5G frequencies are commercially available, it's actually 66%. So that's still will be increased by Serbia. Another contribution that we make towards bridging the digital divide is the Czech FTTH program that I described earlier today. And we genuinely believe and we can prove that these technologies are actually enabling better functioning of societies around us, whether it's the business sector or the private sector, allowing people to avoid unnecessary travel, unnecessary consumption of the fossil fuels, with all the collaboration tools, the entertainment tools, the video streaming platforms. That's something which we consider as a mission we are on and as an enabler of the digital services used by societies and companies and the governments around us. We delivered another improvement on the security and reliability of our network by implementing international security operations centers in all our subsidiaries, and that's a precondition for sustaining and resilient network that is becoming more and more of a topic related to the geopolitical situation related to more and more dependence on the network of or with the critical applications, again, used by the governments, used by the companies, by the businesses, and by the citizens of our societies. There is now a massive effort to reinforce the network and protect them against cybersecurity threats, including the implementation of NIS 2 standards in our countries. And we are on the forefront of these efforts, actively working with the cybersecurity agencies in all respective countries. Last year, we also launched a talent development program that also shall help us to encourage more women to take on managerial roles. We now have the program live in the Czech Republic and Hungary, and we aim to have all subsidiaries carried this year. We are also progressing our diversity, equity, and inclusion program. We have a group DEI policy in place, and we are upskilling our senior leadership teams on diversity and unconscious biases. And our aim for 2024 is to have the knowledge and approach cascaded and have all the employees upskilled before the end of this year. As part of our sustainable supply chain program, we have adopted last year a formal supplier code of conduct, and that establishes the minimum behaviors, standards, and practices that we expect and require our suppliers to comply with. So there's definitely more than we do on sustainability than I can cover today. So I encourage you to visit our sustainable section of our corporate website that we launched last year to see for yourself. And I will stop here. Thank you for your attention. And I will now hand over to Filip to take you through the financial figures.
Thank you, Jurij. I will continue with the 2023 financial results. So our domestic revenues, which are the infrastructure revenues excluding the international voice transit business revenues, grew by 15.5%. We grew both segments, fixed as well as the mobile segment. In the fixed segment, we added new fixed broadband connections, and we also grew our average revenue per user. But majority of the growth of revenues was driven by mobile segment, which was also supported by all long-term mobile service agreements. The mobile growth or growth of mobile revenues was also main driver of growth of our EBITDA that grew in total by almost 16%, reaching 647 million euros. And we also kept our EBITDA margin, we even slightly increased EBITDA margin to 62%. As you already said, our CapEx in 2023 was very similar to what we had in 2022 as we continued in modernization of our mobile networks as well as with FTTH fiber to the home roll program in the Czech Republic. And mainly thanks to our the growth of EBITDA, we significantly growth our free cash flows, reaching 282 million euros. You can move to the next page, to page number 11. In comparison to the well-known infrastructure brands, Invit, Cellnex, Vantage Towers, our 62% of EBITDA after leases margins stands very high. Our OPEX grew by 8.6%. And when I look more into our OPEX detail, our rentals grew due to two reasons. First, we have inflation indexation approximately in half of our contracts. But more importantly, we densify continuously our networks, adding new sites in new localities. In 2023, we added more than 800 new towers, mobile sites, repeaters, and distributed antenna systems. Our staff costs grew as well. We hired new technicians in the Czech Republic to support our fiber rollout program, which is now in its full speed. And we also reacted to the macroeconomic situations across the region, and we increased adequately the salaries of our employees in all countries. Cost of utilities decreased year over year, even though the total consumption went up as we are adding new mobile technologies. Mainly, we rolled 5G. We also use more frequency bandwidth, but we managed to benefit from decreasing prices of energies in European markets in the second half of 2023, and we offset the growing consumption by having better prices. And finally, network and IT maintenance. We are well set with our key suppliers, key equipment suppliers, such as Nokia, Huawei, and Ericsson, where we have kept contracts mostly without price indexations, but in the field area where the fees cover mainly the labor cost of technicians, we also reacted to the macroeconomic situation and increased the fees so that we wouldn't jeopardize the quality of the mobile services. So all in all, 8.6% growth, given to what has been said, we believe is very reasonable growth. We can move to the next page, to CapEx. We continued in the network modernizations, in mobile network modernizations. In all countries, we ran and are still running complex modernization of radio access network technology in Hungary and the Czech Republic. And also newly, we started the same complex modernization in Serbia, where we swap Huawei technology for Ericsson. As it was said already, we continued with fiber to the home rollout program, and we newly passed more than 100,000 households by fiber in the Czech Republic. I think that would be it to CapEx. We can move to the next page. Here I have an update on financial policy. That remains same as it was in previous periods. For us, as well as for PPF Group, the strategic is to keep solid investment grade rating. The priorities of our usage of the free funds are the following. First, we need to have enough CapEx for our key CapEx projects so that we can secure future revenues and cash flows long term. Then it's followed by maintaining our leverage, net leverage on net debt to EBITDA after leases basis below 3x. In the end of 2023, we were at 2.7 times and slightly decreased the leverage since 2022. And then finally, we distribute up to 100% of levered free cash flow subject to keeping the leverage below 3x. On that maturity profile, we raised a new shareholders loan of 175 million euros for acquisition of fixed internet services provider NACZ in the Czech Republic. The loan is due in 2025. We also utilized 197 million of our revolving credit facility for repayment of Czech Eurobond, which was on maturity in December last year. And the rest of the debt remains the same as in 2022. So we have two term loans of total value 955 million euros and one Eurobond of 500 million, which is rated by Moody's at Baa2 and by Fitch at BBB, investment grade. After the announcement of the intended partnership of PPF with Ian back in August, both rating agencies have issued their rating updates. Moody's, who maintain a negative outlook on Setting Group's rating, haven't changed their rating, and Fitch have put Setting Group on rating watch negative. Fitch report explaining their reasons is published at our investor relations website in the rating section. PPF already announced its aim to maintain Setting Group's current rating level, subject to the confirmation of the final capital structure. Setin Czechia has asked Fitch and Moody's to withdraw their rating services in December because we do not anticipate issuance at that level in the foreseeable future. That was all on the financial performance of the group, and there is one last point for today's call, which is an update on PPF's partnership with EN. As already announced in August 2023, Setin Group will be affected by changes resulting from the PPF's intended partnership with EN. All that we shared with you back in August and later during the half-year investor call in September still stands. To enable closing of the transaction with EN, Cetin Group is expected to sell its operating companies in Hungary, Bulgaria, and Serbia to a new infrastructure company within the perimeter of PPS Telecom Group, the current parent company of Cetin Group, and PPS Telecom Group will in turn sell Cetin Group together with Cetin Czechia to PPF TNT Holdco II, a 100% owned PPF Group company outside the PPS Telecom Group perimeter. The bottom line is that Cetin Group, together with Cetin Czechia, will not be part of the partnership with EN. The participation of GIC as shareholder in the future Cetin Group is still to be confirmed. PPF publicly announced its aim to maintain Cetin Group's current rating level, subject to the confirmation of the final capital structure following the closing of the transaction. Our clear aim is to achieve the least possible disruption to the current funding structure. We anticipate confirming the future capital structure and financial policy in the coming months. The closing of the transaction is expected in the first half of this year. And as we are still in the approval process, this is all we can share with you at the moment. With that, let me thank you for your attention, and I'll hand back to Jan. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of the company presentation, and we are now ready to take your questions.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question today, please do so now by pressing star, followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. If you change your mind and would like to be removed from the queue, please press star and then two. When preparing to ask your question, please ensure that your device and your microphone are unmuted locally. We do not have any questions registered, so as a final reminder, if you would like to ask a question today, please do so now by pressing star, followed by the number one on your telephone keypads. At this time, we have no questions, so Jan, I will turn it back to you for closing remarks.
This is Jan Juchelka again. Thank you all for attending today's call. If you still have any follow-up questions, you are welcome to contact our investor relations. We will be happy to oblige. And now, on behalf of Cetin Group, I would like to terminate today's call. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. This concludes our call, and you may now disconnect your lines.